All right, let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline and bring in the head coach of the Razorbacks. He's been on the show before with us. Coach Cal, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We've got David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and your old buddy Joe Klein with us in studio today, Coach.
Oh, my gosh. So funny.
He's a regular with us on Thursdays, Coach.
Hold on, Coach. Before you talk, let me brace. Well, let me brace. Let me brace.
That, I would wait until
let me brace myself.
Until Friday
let me brace.
To go on with you.
Well, you know, it's funny. We had you on last year when you were getting ready to have the basketball game in Hot Springs, and you were coming down, and Joe was listening. It was when we were enlightened about you trying to find Catholic churches when you come into different towns. And Roger, who is our co-host here, he's a Hot Springs native, and you told us about the beautiful church you found in Hot Springs, and Joe was listening in.
I thought it was the greatest segment of radio ever. Asking these two about Catholicism, it was gold. Yeah. It was absolute gold.
Joe asked me many times if I believed in free speech. And I said, yes, I believe in free speech. I'm a good American. He said, great. I need you to give about three of them around our state.
The Catholic. He kept you busy, man.
He came at him.
I remember.
He came at him hard.
He kept you busy. But you checked them all off, Cal. You did a good job.
I tried to get him this spring, and the only way I couldn't get him, he was visiting family in Pittsburgh. I mean,
Cal, you do keep super busy. And that's why, listen, we gotta salute you, man. We were talking about it earlier. You don't have to do this, you know. You don't have to come down and go to every one of these camps and get your picture with every camper, but you do it. So, you know, we just salute you for doing that. We think it's a great thing, and you've got 13 camps all together. You've got multiple here in Central Arkansas, and just want to give you the chance to tell everybody why you think it's important that you come down and put boots on the ground here.
Well, you can't always be come to us. Like, come to us. Come to Fayetteville. And so many can't do it, you know, whether it be time or money or whatever it is. And so I started doing these satellite camps and ended up it was the greatest thing for everybody involved. But it does take time, and you got to travel, and, you know, we're staying overnight with the whole staff so that we can get, like, three different camps in. And you know, it's like 600 kids that want to be there. And I wanted them to bring the SEC championship trophy so everybody could take a picture with it.
Awesome.
And so, you know, and again, we're just starting on this stuff. But I just want everybody to know it's our way of reaching out. It's why we do the exhibitions and we take the team to the state. This truly is the state's team. Truly, everybody's involved. And if we do something crazy and get what we're trying to get done here, it's going to be because everybody in the state was engaged in it. And it takes everybody to do this nowadays.
We mentioned you're going to have a camp in Conway at Conway Christian, in Little Rock at Little Rock Christian Academy, in Benton. That one is, I don't know the location for that. Boys and Girls Club of Saline County, and then in Searcy at the Rhodes Fieldhouse at Harding University, in addition to Fort Smith and Fayetteville. And, Coach, you in addition to doing a picture with every kid, you also talk to them. So these are kids grade 1 through 8. What does Coach Cal say? Just give an example. What are the things that you feel are important to tell these kids at this point in their life?
Well, it's also their parents. But
sure, you bet.
Talk to the kids about how they can, if you really get into anything, you could be good at anything, but you got to be committed to something. And basketball and sports gives you an idea that, man, if I'm committed to this and every day I'm spending time, and you're not talking 5 hours, but if you're spending 20, 30 minutes in the morning, 20, 30 minutes in the afternoon, and 20, 30 minutes before you go to bed, you're in the top 1% of commitment to that sport, that gift that you have. And what they find out at an early age, if I'm committed to anything, I can be really good at something. And for the parents, it's to make sure at a young age you're making this fun. Don't make it a business, because then they're going to stop doing it. Don't walk in the car and give them 45 things that you want to talk to them about.
Right.
Let them have a ball at what they're doing and be a part of it. if you're working with your child at a sport, there's all kind of things you can do. So if you're doing something and your child gets frustrated, do something else in the same sport.
Yeah.
You could do passing, and now all of a sudden we're shooting free throws, and you can't make one free throw. Oh, let's go do some passing. We'll do something else. So, because in all these sports, the progress they make is amazing in a short period of time. Amazing. And so the biggest thing for young kids, the last thing you work on is shooting. You don't try when he's 8 years old to have him shoot threes.
Right.
You don't. The ball is bigger than his body. So right now, everything is for young kids, and what we're trying to teach is the ball handling, getting a feel for the basketball. You ready for this one? Something Joe Klein couldn't do. Shoot layup. How about shoot layup?
Thank you, Cal. Yeah. It's been almost 2.5
3 minutes when you knew it was coming.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
Yeah, no, your layups are right, Coach. Yes, basic stuff there, for sure.
But that's what we're trying to do. And then just let people know we care enough to do this, to get out, to get in different schools, to go around and take us to them versus you got to come to us. And we got to. And so we've really changed. The only real camp that we do is father-son and father-daughter, which ended up, I don't even know why we started doing that, but it probably 8 to 10 years ago, ends up being the best to see fathers and sons together, to see fathers think they can still play, to see the sons laughing at their dad like, "Dad, come on."
Yeah.
Or they're shooting a free throw contest together. "Dad, you got to make 2 out of 5. Just 2 out of 5. But it's really, that's the fun stuff, to see all that and to be involved in it. Normally we do it over Father's Day weekend. But that and father-daughter was another one that we were asked to do. "You're doing father-son. Well, what about father-daughter?" I said, "Well, let's try it." So we've done that the last few years, and more or less it's, you want them to have an experience, whether it's the satellite camps or the stuff we're doing on campus, something that they talk about when they're have their own child. "You remember, Dad, we went to this, or you guys had me there." And so, and it's fun what we do on the satellite camp. We'll take a team picture, but then we're telling all the moms to get in there, and they run down to get in these pictures so that they're in a group picture with their child. And it's been fun. Now, to spend 3 days away, like, I'm like, okay, let's do this. And it's worth it. Going through it, you're like, "Oh my gosh, it's, you know, like 600 kids, what?" in like 3 days. I mean, but it ends up being a good thing.
Well, and two, Coach, it's if you just joined the show, we're visiting with Coach Calipari, and he's coming down for all of his kids' camps over, as he mentioned, over 600 kids. And I know they love you at Oakland. Wayne Smith is a good friend of ours, the GM, and they love you. And I was talking with Riley Hall. We love Riley. He's so glad that you kept him on staff. He's salt of the earth Razorbacks, and
I'm so glad I kept him on staff.
Yeah.
How about that one?
Yeah. No, he's outstanding.
He's been a home run.
Yeah,
let me give you a couple things basketball, because I know Joe's sitting there biting his lip. So first of all, yes, I was in Mexico and I was recruiting, and we're going to add one, maybe two more guys to the roster, but I don't just add. So if the team doesn't look like somebody thinks it should look, that's okay, because I've had all kind of teams like that. Mm-hmm. I've had teams that literally Anthony Davis wasn't a center. We won the national title. But we had a bunch of guys around him so that he could be who he was. Or a Carl Towns, who wasn't a beast. Who, you know, was a young 18-year-old. So I've done this different ways. I've done it with 3 point guards on the same team. I've done it with 2 guards playing point guard. What you want to do is make sure you got good people with good hearts who can be good teammates, and have a special thing that they do that's different than everybody else on the team. Scheduling. We're trying to get one more home game, and it's been a struggle, but we're still the game we're doing with Arizona. So next year, our home schedule will be Arizona, Michigan State, and an ACC game. I'm trying to get, again, we're still finishing out our schedule. We have another neutral game. We're doing the Thanksgiving game, which we'll do every year that I'm here, because it's by far the highest rate, like by the highest rated game of the year, regular season. And what it does for now, quote, NIL, it adds value for the players as we go out and do these deals for them in the community. We're going to try to play every year in the Garden. I don't think it's going to work. We almost had it done, but it's not going to work because of our game in Phoenix. We still have another neutral game, which is a big-time opponent that we haven't finished yet. And then, like I said, we're trying to get one more home game. But the way the schedule played, I thought Michigan State on Thanksgiving, that would be the highest rated game of the year, TV wise, would help our players. That's why we did it. I didn't think it'd be this hard to get fill in a home game. And then next year, having Michigan State, Arizona, an ACC challenge game at home. Now, I'm hoping I know who that is, but they'll still have to decide that. And now you still have our league. The league is ridiculous again. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we're good. We're better. We're where we need to be. But you got some other teams that are, it's again going to be a dogfight. We are, like I said, bringing the SEC trophy with us I want everybody to celebrate it and be a part of it, be able to touch it and hold it and take pictures with it.
That's awesome. Cal, we did, before we let you go too, I don't know, did you get a chance to hear any of Nick Saban's testimony on Capitol Hill yesterday about the SCORES Act and any thoughts on that?
I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably put something out. I've just been so busy.
Yeah,
I just got back from Mexico. So, but I'm glad there's movement. That bill's not perfect. There are things that I would say we really got to get right through a markup before this bill is what it needs to look like. But we needed movement. We needed movement in the age limit. You can't have 28-year-olds playing against 18-year-olds. I don't care what you say. Or we're not doing what we were supposed to do to develop young people. Because of it, 17, 18, and 19-year-olds are not getting college scholarships because coaches are waiting for 25 and 27-year-olds who have two kids, they're on their second wife, and they're playing. And now, if it's your son, is it fair? Is it safe? If it's your son, that doesn't get a college scholarship because of this, would you feel different? The second piece is that if I'm to do my job, if we as educators, you can't have kids transfer every year. They should have the freedom to leave. If a coach wasn't honest with them, they made a mistake, something happened, without penalty being eligible, the coach gets fired or leaves, they should be able to leave. Other than that, you got to sit out. You sit out. Now, you still practice, you still train, you're getting better, but you know what? We coaches want to be transformational, not transactional. And then the third thing, we also got to say, what are we doing with European players? And we've got to know what their rules are and what we can do. One of my suggestions may be there's a registry. If you want to play college basketball in the United States as a 17, 18-year-old, you've got to submit all your transfer, your birth certificate, all your stuff. And then you got to come here by the age of 18 or 19 and start your career. You can't come here as a 25-year-old because we got 17-year-olds playing. Those three things are what's important to me. The money, figure it out.
Right.
I've always been about kids making money. We did, when they left me, we did autograph tours because I was mad we couldn't do things when they were there. But we have to get those other things in order so we can be transformational as coaches. Because if it's transactional, you're going to have to put a seat at that table you're at with Joe and I both, because I won't be doing this. I'm not going to be talking. How about I don't talk to a player and his family? I'm talking to an agent to get it. No, yeah, I'm not doing that. That's out. Yeah. And if that's what it takes to do to get a kid, then he's not coming here. I've got to have a relationship with the family. I've got to be able to do what I do to help the young people get where they're going. You're watching the finals. How was Carl Towns in the third quarter last night? How was De'Aaron Fox and Keldon Johnson for the Spurs? Both of them. So there's three guys that I've coached that are having an opportunity. So one of them, you won't believe this, is going to win a world championship. But that's what this is about for me. And it's, you know, you make life about everybody else, it seems to get easier.
Yeah, that's a great philosophy. Well, Coach, listen, hey, thanks so much for your time. We know you're busy. We're excited to have you back in Central Arkansas. You're doing great stuff, and I'm glad that your old buddy Joe got to sit in and hear your words of wisdom today. He always looks forward.
Changed
for
my day, Cal. I'm going to walk. I just got tears in my eye.
You're the best, Joe.
All right, brother. Thanks,
Coach.
Trip, man.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks so much. All right, Coach Cal.